Okay, in this video, I'm going to be working with the basic animal metaphors of each type. These metaphors are meant to be kind of playful. Don't take them too seriously. That we each have, sometimes I call these our spirit animals, right? These are the things that kind of reflect who we are. Now, you're going to find some of these animals are not very flattering, and that's okay. It's on purpose. They're kind of getting at the shadowy aspect of each type, the part that maybe we're not quite so proud of in some cases. And the reason is because it's easier to spot your type when you're actually looking at some of the more less flattering parts of yourself, right? And so that's why we're going to do that. Now, the other thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to create caricatures. I'm going to make these type structures much more extreme, almost vaudevillian. So the reason is because it's easier to understand, right? In reality, there's a lot more subtlety to what I'm about to describe. But as I go through, you're going to start to see, oh, I know that person. I know what they're like. Or I think I see some of myself in that. So you hope you're wanting to actually look for those elements of yourself in these. Okay, so that's the first thing you want to notice. All right. The other thing I want to prepare you for these metaphors is each Enneagram type comes with its own, for lack of a better word, a kind of an energetic thumbprint, a unique energy signature that each type brings to the world. And what I mean by energy here is not like something woo-woo. I just mean literally like you can feel when somebody walks in a room, they're kind of larger than life, right? You can feel they're just big energy. Or you know that some people come in the world with kind of an anxiety. There's a little bit jitteriness. They're not even physically manifesting it, but they kind of have like a woo-woo-woo. Or some are like super relaxed and very, very chilled out, and there's not a lot of energy coursing through them. And you can feel that distinction and that difference. That in some cases is indicative of their type even more so than their behavior or their preferences. So let's jump in. We're going to start with number one. Ones are first and foremost the ant. The ant is that little tiny creature that can carry 10 times its weight. It is able to do so much more than what it seems to look like, right? And ones are like that. Ones are incredibly industrious, extremely hardworking, just like a bunch of ants, and their work in the world is to work. That's what they're here to do. Even when they want to have fun, their version of fun is like, oh, you know what would be great? Let's go on vacation, and we're going to land at 2:35, and by 3:45, I intend to be on the beach with a glass in my hand with a beverage, an adult beverage, because I'm a kind of a party guy. I like to party and relax, and I want to get really relaxed. Relaxed and have that adult beverage and make sure that I have it. And by about 3:48, I'm going to be reading a book, this book that I'm going to be reading about how to improve myself because I want to relax and just kind of relax on the beach. And so that's how the one tends to engage the world. And you're like, okay, really, truly, you got to lighten up a little bit. And so if a one ever comes to you and they go, I am totally overworked, believe them. They will not come to you unless they have now maximized everything and optimized everything to the nth degree. And that's really important. So that's the ant, right? Now, the one is also, they have another spirit animal. Everybody gets two spirit animals for metaphors. The second one is the bee. You can imagine the bee, it seems like a bit of a redundant creature. Well, it kind of is. The one has like a really strong energy and they kind of get on rails. They're highly process oriented and sequenced and everything has to be done in a certain way. Remember, they've got a really strong inner critic shouting at them that says, you got to do it better, faster, right, or stronger. And until you've done it better, right, or faster, stronger, you're not doing it right. And that's the thing they don't want to have happen. They feel this abstract code in the sky that tells them how to do it better. And so the bee, what makes the bee a little different is the bee, like anything, highly industrious. They create these incredible structures, the honeycomb. The most perfect integrity structure occurring in the natural environment is the honeycomb, and bees create this naturally. And they also have this incredible granular capacity. They, just like ants, they tend to get really, really granular. So sometimes ones have a hard time staying up above the fray and seeing the forest. They tend to be really pixelated on each individual pixel that creates the image, and occasionally they'll lose sight of the actual image. Now, the other reason that the bee is because they actually have a little stinger. And here's how this works. The one can be very critical of others. Now, critical is not the same thing as judgmental. Judgmental is you're a clown. That guy's a clown. That guy's an idiot. That's like judgment is character assassination. Criticism is you're doing it wrong. There's a right way, you've done it improperly. And ones will be quite critical of that. Now, they'll be very appropriate because they're so critical of themselves. The way they speak to you will be polite because it's appropriate to be polite and I'm supposed to be polite and I'm going to say it in this way. But that's wrong. You've done it the wrong way. And so that's the one, right? You want to know a country that's a one? It's like Switzerland or Germany. Those are like one countries. Careers that are ones, engineers, accountants, operators tend to be attracted to those kinds of careers. Though, even if you're not one of those, if you're in that profession, you're going to exhibit a lot of one energy. So that's the one. Tend to be the ant and the bee. Let's move on to the two.